Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, Orphan Nation. Crazy day yesterday, huh? Oh, I can see by the numbers on the live stream that there aren't a lot of you guys here. So, I guess that means most people out there are not happy with me right now, and I don't blame them. I lied to you. To everyone. So I want to start today by saying I'm sorry for lying. To you, my friends, my family. You've been here since my days in the orphanage, and I let you down. I can promise you it won't happen again, but in the spirit of honesty, I need to tell you that I don't have any regrets about how far I went to protect my dad, because he would have done the same for me. He did do the same for me. I'm sure you have people in your life who you love, people who would do anything for you. You can imagine what it would be like for them to suddenly be gone, and you not to know why. So, I guess, all I can do is hope you understand. And if you're out there and you know something, if you can help... But I'm watching even more of you leave the stream, so... Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you never will.
Annie, it's that woman from social services again. She's not going to let this go. She was threatening to come back with the police if you don't let her in.
I know. I just... Could they make me leave this house? Put me in foster care? Or worse?
I was thinking... What if I was your guardian?
You, Drake?
I understand that I'm not... a person. But I've known you since you were a little girl. I live here. Sort of. I'd take good care of you.
I know you would. That's really sweet of you, Drake, but I don't think they're gonna let someone like you be my legal guardian. I mean, even if we took it to court...
My recent history would work against us.
I'm afraid so.
What are you going to do? You might not have much time.
I understand, but I need to go to the office. Pull the car around, please. Come on, Sandy. It's gonna be fine, Sandy. We'll figure out this legal guardian situation somehow. I mean, if Adam finds my dad, then it won't be a problem, right? I wonder how it's gonna be up there in the office. I should check in with Miss Hannigan. Yeah.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Agatha Hannigan, Warbucks Industries executive. Please leave a message and have a wonderful day.
Miss Hannigan, Sandy and I are headed up in the elevator. I just want you to know, I won't tell them you were involved. Nobody has to know.
Top floor, executive level.
Thanks, Drake. This is good, right? The truth is out there. Now Mora and the staff can help.
Hello, Annie. Sandy.
Mora, hi. We were just coming to see you.
Leave the dog at the desk. The entire executive staff is anxious to hear from you.
Oh, great. Should we call them together?
No need. They're waiting in the conference room.
Terrific. Lead the way. Be right back, Sandy. Hi, everyone. Nice to see you all. Where's Miss Hannigan?
She's not here.
I should call her.
We'd rather you didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, let me say I'm so sorry. I know I shouldn't have kept my dad's disappearance to myself. I should have come to you right away. But I'm hoping now we can put our heads together moving forward. Maura, you and I and Miss Hannigan can work together to develop a strategy.
You and I and Miss Hannigan, so we are a team now?
Along with everyone else in this room, of course.
That's generous of you.
Whatever mistakes were made,
Mistakes? You mean like committing fraud and perjury, numerous SEC violations, and implicating all of us in the process?
None of you knew what I was doing. I'll make that very clear to the press and to investigators. Look, Maura, I know you've always hoped that one day you'd take over as CEO.
You think I want to be CEO of Warbucks Industries?
You don't?
I don't want anything to do with you or the company. I quit.
You're leaving?
Yep. Vinita Devan has offered me a key position at her company. I start Monday. And I'm taking the entire executive staff with me.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
You're all quitting? None of you wants to stay?
And face endless investigations, watch this once great company go to seed? No, thank you.
Vinita Devan has tried to destroy Warbucks Industries. You don't want to work with me? Fine, I get it. Don't you have any loyalty to my dad?
Your father's gone, Annie. Who knows if he's ever coming back?
He's coming back!
And since you felt no loyalty toward me, I feel none toward you. And with that, my time here is through. Come, everyone. Zack, zack. Auf geht's. Onward and upward.
Fine. Run away. My dad believed in all of you. And this is how you're going to repay him? Cowards! You're going to be sorry when you...
Annie.
Cowards!
Annie, let them go.
They're gone, Dad. My followers are gone, too. I don't even know where Sandy went.
No barking on this walk, Sandy. I don't want the paparazzi to see us. That's why I'm wearing this hideous Mets cap and sunglasses. My face is famous again. And not for the reasons I'd hoped. I don't know what I'm gonna do, okay? That's the whole point of this walk, to figure it out. I've got these voicemails sitting on my phone, and I can't even bring myself to play them. Okay, fine, I'll listen.
Aggie, it's Arlen. I'm thinking about you. We should talk strategy soon, before things go sideways. I want to protect you, okay? We can both come out of this looking golden, but I need you to call me.
Hello, Miss Hannigan. It's your old pal, July. I know things didn't end great between you and Mom, but she doesn't know I'm calling you. You and I should talk. Soon.
You know, dog, I never thought I'd say this, but things were a lot simpler in prison.
Might as well camp out in Dad's office, since it's just me on the executive floor.
I'm here.
What?
I'm here, Miss Warbucks.
Annie. I'm sorry, you are...
Jimmy, I'm Aggie's... I'm Ms. Hannigan's assistant.
Jimmy? Are you the guy she went on a date with?
I wish. We were supposed to, but it didn't work out. Long story. Now she's dating a senator, and I'm getting her coffee, so...
How come you didn't leave?
Oh, because I like it here. I thought I would, and I did. And I understand why you did what you did. I think it was kind of brave, actually. And if I can say, you're the reason I came to work here in the first place. You're kind of my hero. Is that weird to say to a child?
It's sweet. Have you seen Sandy? My dog?
Yeah. Oh, Miss Hannigan just took him for a walk. I helped her with a disguise. For her, not for Sandy.
She's walking Sandy? Right now?
Yeah, he ran right to her office. I told her I could do it, but she said she needed the air. It's part of the deal she made with you.
She said that? Did she know about the meeting?
She wasn't invited.
It was more of an ambush than a meeting anyway.
Yeah, I kinda got that. Annie, can I ask, what's gonna happen now that everyone's gone?
I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know how to keep this business running or find my dad. I may not even be able to stay in my house. I don't know how long I can...
This way. Where did everybody go?
Those are your friends? Pepper and Tessie and Molly?
Yeah.
I'll send them in.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Annie!
Are you okay? Does she look okay?
What are you guys doing here?
We saw the live stream this morning.
You three were just about the only ones who saw it. Guess people don't like being lied to. I never thought everyone would disappear so fast.
You sure about that?
I can show you the numbers. I went from millions of followers to almost nothing overnight.
Orbux, I think someone's messing with you again.
What do you mean?
I think your accounts were hacked and someone deleted all your followers.
How do you know?
Annie, have you looked outside?
What? What are all those people doing outside the building? Are they protesting?
Not exactly.
Then what?
Let me see your computer. Look what's trending.
Hashtag tomorrow? What is it?
Click on that video.
What's she doing?
Try that one.
They're all singing!
How many there are?
All over the world.
But why? I don't understand.
Do we really have to explain it?
Who are they?
Who are they? Annie, it's Orphan Nation. They love you. They'd never leave you.
Open a window.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Orphan Nation.
They're still here, Annie. They want to support you and your dad. They're here for you just like you've been here for them.
And to tell you, you can't give up. You can't ever give up.
I have to go.
Where are you going? Annie?
You know, Sandy, I actually don't hate that song. I get it. Maybe for the first time, I get it.
Hello, Miss Hannigan.
Red, what are you doing down here?
Waiting for you.
What's going on?
Well, while you were out, Mora and the whole executive staff resigned.
All of them?
And their assistants. Everyone except you and Jimmy.
Oh, that's not good.
No. I've brought something for you to sign.
So this is it? You're about to can me? No need to keep me on the payroll now that the whole world knows your father is missing, right? Now I'm just a liability. Fine, whatever, I'll go, but not before I remind you of a few things. One, who saved you when that drone was headed straight for your noggin? Me. too, who helped you sneak aboard a yacht and even sang a duet along the way, gorgeously, showing you up every second, moi, and see, who kept her lips zipped about-
Miss Hannigan, stop talking! These aren't termination papers, they're guardianship papers.
What?
I'm not firing you. I want you to become my legal guardian.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.